بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم. We are still discussing about if somebody murders somebody and then in retaliation that person's life must also be taken and the details of that. However, Allah Ta'ala had made one leeway and a concession that if the murdered person's family, that is his inheritors, if they forgive the person and they say they agree that they won't take his life and they will take blood money in place, then that is allowed. This is also a great favor from Allah Ta'ala. تَخْفِيفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. It is a great concession and it is a great mercy from Allah Ta'ala. In the Jewish religion, there was no leeway like that. Only the life had to be taken of that person. And in the Christian religion, there is no retaliation. They had to forgive. So those are both extremes and extremes which are not warranted. Allah Ta'ala gave us in our deen the perfect way that the life must be taken, but Allah gave the leeway and concession that if the inheritors of the murdered person forgive the person and then they can take the blood money in return. So this was also a great mercy from Allah Ta'ala. Also, it is allowed that the person who the murderer, his family can negotiate with the murdered people's family and they can encourage them to forego their right of taking the life and in return take blood money. This is all the mercy of Allah and concession from Allah Ta'ala. So our deen is a perfect deen in every aspect. And it is the most perfect way of life that Allah Ta'ala has given mankind. فَمَنِ اِعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. پھر جو زیادتی کرے اس فیصلہ کے بعد. Any person who goes beyond the limits and transgresses the bounds after that. فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. تو اس کے لیے ہے عذاب دردناک. For that person will be a painful punishment. Going beyond the limits is that the family of the murdered person, they agree to take blood money. And when everything is settled, they take their blood money also. And now they go beyond the limits. They transgress the limits. And when they get a chance, they still go and kill that murderer. After they took the blood money, now they are going beyond the limits. And they go and still kill that murderer. So Allah Ta'ala says, the person who goes beyond the limits, Allah will give that person a painful punishment. Another aspect of this is that they have agreed on the blood money. Now this person is satisfied, my life won't be taken. He should have actually appreciated that as a great gift from Allah also and from those the people of the murdered family. But instead now he doesn't pay the blood money. And he absconds from there. He runs away, he goes to some other unknown place, he hides himself away. That is also going beyond the limits. So that also should not be the case. So for people who do that, then Allah Ta'ala says there will be a painful punishment for them. And we can understand that Islamic law can be enforced if only first the fear of Allah Ta'ala is there. Otherwise from people we can escape. But if we realize we cannot escape from Allah until our iman is not in order. And iman basically means the theory of iman. And then the conviction on it is the yaqeen, the conviction. We can have a lot of knowledge of iman. And we can give a lot of bayans on iman. Like for example, when the negotiations were taking place with the Taliban and America before 20 years ago, when they wanted Osama bin Laden to be handed over to the Americans, they made a delegation of ulama of Pakistan to go and speak to Mullah Umar and convince him to go and give to hand over Osama bin Laden. When they went there, then one of the chief leaders of the ulama, Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Adil's father of Karachi, he taught Bukhari Sharif for about 40-50 years. He said that, I know the theory of Iman, but the reality of Iman today I saw that he was not prepared to give his Muslim brother over to the kuffar for in complete wrong things. So anyway, the point is that he said, I'm teaching Iman, Kitabul Iman is right at the beginning of Bukhari Sharif for 40-50 years, but I only know the theory of Iman. And that yaqeen, that conviction, today the first time I saw it in reality, that the whole American army and its forces, the allies, and this one man is not afraid one bit of them also. That is that yaqeen we have to have. We also, we can give lot bayans on Iman, but that yaqeen, there are many ordinary people who won't be able to speak one word of Iman, but they've got that yaqeen and that conviction in their heart. And that is what is required. When that is the first stage in order for Quran Sharif to make sense for us, Hadith Sharif. And then we will accept it wholeheartedly, and then we will clearly say, see, this is the correct way. But if we have a dunya's point of view, a Western point of view, then Quran Sharif, we will change its meanings to suit us also. And we will have doubts in the Quran Sharif also. So that Iman and Yaqeen is absolutely necessary, and that a person understands where Allah warns of a painful punishment, and he has that conviction in his heart. And then he will be able to withhold himself and not fall into transgression. So Allah Ta'ala has made it, given us this perfect and beautiful deen of Islam in every aspect. And it is for us to first and foremost, in fact, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, from the time a baby is born, he must be given the greatest knowledge, Rasul Ilm Ma'rifatullah, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. According to the level of that little baby, he must be taught of the existence of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. Allah is watching all the time. Allah is hearing all the time. Everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. That must be taught to the child. And if the parents will do it, it will come in them also. They also will realize the existence of Allah. Unfortunately, today we bring up our little children with cartoons and with comedies and with all other fiction and all other not only useless but totally haram things, things of Satanism. Instead of teaching them about Allah, we don't realize, but we are teaching them about Satanism. Every cartoon, every all comedies are filled with all Satanism. And that is what we are teaching and leading our little babies also into. And on the other side, we say we love them very greatly, but we are making them the fuel for the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of our deen and let us practice accordingly.